What you doing? I'm your Otakutainer, the AC Stores, with this Otakutainment Reviews. I will be talking about Junshi X by Norihiko Kurozono, Chapter 28, Natural Talent. This chapter came out on November 19th, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. This chapter, really heavy on the fighting, and although there's not a whole lot of story development in this chapter itself, I really liked it. The fighting was cool, there wasn't a whole lot of crazy techniques, but it flowed well, and we do get to see some like big moments, especially with Chiyun, even though we still don't know who this person is throughout the entire chapter. That bugs me a little bit. Now, actually going on more into the specifics of the chapter, there's really isn't much. First off, there's no full illustration for the title page, just like the previous chapter, but I still think the paneling for this one is cool to where it almost seems like it would be a full page illustration. It's not. But we pick up right where we saw Chiyun was released as Jikai Feng, and Chiyun's Xinling is Shito Wang, the Lion Camel King. Looks really cool. We don't really get to see it that much in action, really, though. We do get to see the other person with no names, who's this Kong Che Ming Wang. Still suck at pronouncing, the brilliant peacock queen, and it feels so dumb to say it. It actually like has, it's uncensored, so it's actually showing boobs and nipples, the whole thing. Usually they're censored in some way, but I don't know, can I even show pictures of it? I don't know. I don't know how videos work. We get to see a lot of this one probably for obvious reasons. I don't even remember if we see Chiyun's a second time. We probably do. I'm just... the peacock one really draws attention more to it. Anyways, after these reveals, there's just a few pages of these two pairs fighting separate fights. A lot of just, you know, hand-to-hand stuff. Not a lot of actual techniques shown until no-name person uses their Xuan Huan, the manifest spirit, and throughout this fight with Chiyun is really just like acting like a trainer, really being supportive until telling Chiyun that fighting needs natural talent, and if not, then you're kind of just gonna get killed by those that have it. Then we get to a flashback to see Chiyun trying to get the Xinling, and Lee assures Chiyun that he does have some kind of something exceptional. And through really drawn out, even if it's just a few pages or panels, that ends up being perseverance. And that's where the chapter ends, with Chiyun being, I can persevere. Cool. Yeah. So Chiyun's kind of just upset that, you know, Chiyun kind of has this natural fighting strength or whatever. Julie smart. But Chiyun can persevere. And I guess we can see that. We definitely see Chiyun taking punches and hits and, like, poisons and stuff like that. And there's a lot of stuff that really should have kept Chiyun down, and I'd like that throughout this whole thing, that really is, like, it seems to be Chiyun's talent, natural talent, and that's really, like, typical. I feel like that's typical, like, main protagonist and group, they all usually have that anyway, so it's not that special. I don't know, but the chapter ends right there with a cool double spread of Chiyun going what looks like Super Saiyan, like a Super Saiyan pose. So I guess next chapter is going to ramp up even more, see what this perseverance really does for Chiyun. But that's really it. It all was to lead up to that one, pretty much the last page, which I still liked. It was still cool. And it's still, well, first, it's still, for one of the few times, the title of the chapter makes a lot of sense. The person actually says natural talent. That's the name of the chapter. Oh, it said it. He said the thing. But the chapter could also have been like persevere, which would have been a cool title and would have been cool too. And you wouldn't have known what it was until you got to the end. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. But I don't know. It was a cool chapter. I liked it. It might just be a mood thing for me, because I think it's like, well, what's this between this one and the last one? It's like, it kind of was the same chapter, except for like that. No, it kind of was the same chapter. It was revealing the Xinlings of the two people that are going to be fighting, a little bit of back and forth, and then at the end, some kind of big moment, which was in the last chapter, Chiyun releasing the Jikai Fang, and then this chapter, persevering and going Super Saiyan pose. Wow. These two chapters really were the same thing. What was the difference? Was it the Peacock Queen? Probably. I don't really care about that stuff. I looked at the comments afterwards because I was like, oh, I know what everyone's going to be talking about. Surprisingly, not that much. Most people are just on about how this is now like a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which, yeah, it kind of is becoming like that. Not as weird. And honestly, I think the Xing Ling looked cooler. It just seemed straight up more like fighting than like any kind of gimmicks. But who knows? We still got the rest of this arc slash series to go. So maybe some weird kind of stuff might pop up with the Xing Ling. But I don't. It's going cool. I'm really on and off with how I'm feeling about it, even though I realized these last two chapters really were pretty much just the same thing, even a little flashback thing. Wow, I just realized that now. Okay, anyways, but let's talk more about it. You know what to do. You can leave a comment. You can follow me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord, a little group there. We can talk. And if you want to help support me with a little money, I have a Ko-fi, a $1, $2 tier. $1 tier gets you a special Discord channel, plus shout outs. And then $2 tier gets you like any bloopers, these notes, any other little writing things I just want to give up on and throw out there. But if you want to do that, completely optional, but I'm extremely thankful. So links will be in the description for everything I just mentioned. But that's all I have to say about this chapter of Junction X. If you liked it, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to easily follow, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I've been your Talkie Tanner, the AC Stories. Thank you so much, and bye.